I'm here speaking with Joe Cernick from the Schuylkill Banks. Thank you for speaking with me, Joe.
You're welcome.
Could you go ahead and begin by telling us about when the Schuylkill River is most visible to you?
Well, I grew up in Manayunk, which is along the Schuylkill River, so I have a lot of fond memories of the river as a kid, and I drive down Interstate 76 to work every day. The Schuylkill is on my left, and I sort of enjoy where you can see the river, watching the river as it flows, sort of in the same direction that I'm driving into work. So in the morning is my favorite time.
And could you tell us what you notice about the river when you're looking at it?
Well, I always look to see what the condition of the river is. And as you know, Carolyn, it can have very different conditions. It can have high water. It can have low water. It can be very, very clear at times. And it can be very, very muddy at times, almost like chocolate milk. And I always look to see what that condition of the river is, just because it's interesting.
And have you ever been inside the river?
As a kid, we used to swim in the river all the time. We would go up from Manayunk in Mequon. We had a really great rope swing there, and we would spend all afternoon in and out of the water. And I always remember when we got out of the water, we would be covered with this thin film of river silt. And didn't bother us at all at the time, but as I think back on it, it makes me think, I wonder what was all in that, and I wonder how much of that we ingested, but we were kids. It didn't really matter to us then.
And could you take a moment to tell us about how the river is connected and perhaps disconnected from the Philadelphia community?
Well, my organization, which is technically the Schuylkill River Development Corporation, we're working with the city on the Tuttle Schuylkill River, which is the area below the Fairmount Dam. And that part of the river has always been kind of a barrier between the east and west side of the river. For a long, long time there was industry on both sides of the river. People who lived in the neighborhood really did not have a view of the riverfront. They certainly didn't have access to it. And even after that industry left town, there really was nothing about the river that drew you to the river. So it continued to act as a barrier. Many of the bridges that were built over the river were really done so with parapet walls that really didn't make you see the river, certainly didn't allow you to celebrate the river. And for the most part, I'm sure people would walk over there every day and sort of forget that the river was there. So for the longest time, at least in my memory, the river was really thought to be a barrier. And part of the reason for the work that we do and part of our mission is to try to break down those barriers and make the river be something positive, and in particular, a force that might bring people from the both sides of the river to the river, and therefore make it a connector. And that's easier said than done in some cases, because you've got to make these connections back into the neighborhood. Unfortunately, on the west side of the river, we now have the Interstate Highway, which is unfortunate. But I know how it got there. I'm sure it got there because it was probably the path of least resistance. There was nothing there. It was vacant land. You weren't displacing people. It was easy place to put it. But boy, don't we now wish it wasn't there. So hopefully it's turning from being disconnected and a barrier to helping to connect people and be an attraction and a destination for people. And that goes to some of the programming that we have down there. So hopefully, it takes a long time, but hopefully we're making progress.
And could you talk a little bit more about some of those changes? What ways have you seen people interacting with the river differently along with the programming that you guys have been doing?
Well, for the most part, the trail itself sort of allows people to have a place to walk, and that wasn't there before. There may have been a beaten path through there, but it was a very foreboding walk, I'm sure, because there was people or inside there who were unsavory, perhaps. And sometimes it was more of a perception than a reality, but nevertheless, it's real. So by having the trail there, you are allowing people to participate in a nice setting. It's a beautiful greenway there, at least we think so. It's a beautiful river. It's a perfect scale. And I will tell you that I can't tell you how many times people have come up to us and other members of our organization and say something to the effect that I've lived here for 30 years and this trail has changed my life. And boy, isn't that nice to hear, huh? Because it really can be life-changing. It's beautiful open space. And I would like to particularly give a lot of credit to the city, who has at one time probably did not have enough interest in the river, but now certainly has gotten religion, so to speak, and recognizes that the river is something special, not just the Schuylkill River, but also the Delaware River. But they've been very, very accommodating and putting a lot of money into the river, and we are partners with them, but clearly we're the junior partner. It's really, the credit goes, I think, mostly to the city.
And in addition to infrastructure, have you seen any changes in your time living here in Philadelphia to the condition of the river itself?
Oh, for sure. Back in the 50s and 60s, this river was pretty much biologically dead. There weren't very many fish in here. Occasionally people would pull up an eel or something like that. Today, for a variety of reasons, that river has changed dramatically. And some of those reasons are, first of all, the industry has left town, so they're no longer polluting the river. But of course, you've had a lot of environmental laws passed, the Clean Water Act, the establishment of the Environmental Protection Agency, a lot more teeth for Pennsylvania DEP, a lot of change in people, where people all of a sudden, you know, with Earth Day, and the first Earth Day was, what, 1970, people are much more conscious of their own carbon footprint. But today that river is much different than it was in the 50s and 60s. The organizations are having triathlons in the river, one leg of which is swimming in the river. You would never be able to do that back in the 50s and 60s. You just would not have an organized event like that. The Water Department has identified 46 species of fish that have returned to the river. They say all those fish were there before, but they were sort of wiped out, and now they're back. A number of years ago now, the camera that they have in the fish ladder caught a really good image of a river otter. Now, we don't see that very often, but I'm told that when you do see a river otter, it is a symbol that this river must be pretty good, because river otters don't hang around where it's not a good environment. So all these things are very, very positive. And I talked about the different conditions of the river, but when it is clear, I like to walk down to the riverbank, and along the bulkhead we have some ladders there, which are really emergency ladders in case someone were to fall in the river. In a bulkheaded section, it's hard to get up, so you have a ladder to get up. But when you look down there, those rungs are maybe a foot apart, and you can count 5 or 6 or 7 rungs easily. So you can't see to the bottom, but you can see further down than you think you can.
And thinking about the future, where would you like to see the river change, or what vision do you have for the future and the Philadelphia's relationship to the river in the future?
Well, I think I'd love to see the trail continue, and of course our job is to extend this trail all the way down to the Delaware River, connect with another trail built by people there. As you get further down the Schuylkill River, it gets more and more industrial, and some of that industry is still there, so there are some challenges there, but I think it can only get better. I mean, nature will heal itself if you give Mother Nature a chance. And I think now, finally, we're giving her a chance. So I think the conditions of the river will continue to get better. I think the regulatory agencies will continue to do the work that they do. As some of the industry further down moves to other places, and we hope that it will, because we would love to get the trail along the river's edge, because that's where people want to be. It's just going to, the same kinds of things that have been happening over the last 15 years will continue to happen. And I think as it starts to get better, it will actually accelerate. The improvements will accelerate.
Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today,
okay.
Joe.
Well, you're quite welcome.